Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. As I'm listening to you talk, I'm kind of picturing the analogy of muscle engagement. You know, you can be just going for a leisurely walk, but when you decide to push it a little bit, when you walk faster, maybe break out into a run, or if you're riding a bike and you decide to try a hill, suddenly there's a deeper muscle engagement. And I feel like so often we as Christians have these promises there, but we don't engage with them. And I think it's interesting, even as a young person, were you a young adult when you came to Christ, a teenager?
I was 17.
Yeah. I mean, at that age, to have sort of an engagement where you engaged with this passage from Jeremiah 29:11, where you just thought, I'm going to grab hold of that thing and I'm going to believe it for my life. Don't you feel like so often as Christians, we have these promises that are yes and amen, as God says, but we just sort of leave them out there. We don't grab hold of them and engage them and make them our own.
Absolutely. And that just, you know, that's being a Christian, that's being a person at times as well. It's like we can dream the dream. You know, somebody made this statement the other day that said the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately, meaning you're going to have to put some action into seeing that dream come to pass. And so it is with the things of God. You know, I tell people all the time, God's not just going to hand you something on a silver platter. No, we have to work for it. We have to exercise our faith. We've got to engage in the plan that God has for our lives. And a lot of times, I believe, Susie, people sit on the fence because they dream the dream and they expect it to come to pass on its own, or they expect it to come to pass without any adversity or opposition. And that is just so far from the truth, because when it's a God dream, then it's a big dream. It's bigger than us, and it's going to affect people outside of us. And so we're going to have to fight for that. And I tell people, it's time to roll up your sleeves. It's time to put some feet to your faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Put some feet to your faith and start walking this out. And it's going to take hard work. Roll up your sleeves, get in there, get in the game, and partner with God. And I tell people, don't expect, with me, just it's my personality, when I'm starting out on a new venture or something, or a new goal in my life, once again, we come to a brand new year, so a lot of people are setting forth new goals or New Year's resolutions. I tell people, I factor in slam doors. I factor in things not working out the way I thought they were going to work out, because when that happens, and it will happen, it won't deflate me. It won't take away my excitement. It won't take away my zeal. I'm still trusting God, and I'm walking out this promise.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.